from cave to cube and beyond. If you're dwelling in the effectual cave, we invite you to into the wonderful realm of the cube. We are Research Pod 2, Mari, Nobu, João, Wataru, Jason and Yuriko. Our research examined different dimensions of the cave. And from our discussion, a surprising vision emerged, a three-dimensional version of the cave, we called the cube. We all agree entrepreneurship is a powerful force. I'm João, and my research aims to support entrepreneurship with more effective support organizations. My friends want to know if the orientation of entrepreneurs are determined by choice rather than their individual attributes. However, we also know that every entrepreneur is unique and multifaceted. It seems one or two dimensions are not enough to explain such a complex phenomenon. Entrepreneurs use causal and effectual logic.
Thank you, Joel. Hello, effectuators. I'm Jason from Yuanzhi University in Taiwan. It's great to be here as a second speaker. Now I'm going to take us into the two-dimensional cave framework. The cave framework is not a dark cave. It's actually a powerful model. The cave framework uses the 2x2 matrix based on two key dimensions, prediction and control. This means entrepreneurs, they behave differently depending on how much they rely on predicting the future or controlling the future. So this creates four distinct decision-making logics: causal, effectual, adaptive, and visionary. So one key insight we found among our discussion is that the journey through the cave framework is unique for each entrepreneur, shaped by their specific industry and context. So let me share two stories. In the craft beer industry, yes, beer. Yeah, I love beer. So my friend in the UK, they started their business using effectual logic, and they actually have identity conflicts when they grew up. So whether they have to take the money from big company and sacrifice their identities or not. So you know how those big companies, they ask you to give up your vision and follow their instruction, right? So that was really a big struggle to them. And they found a very interesting solution. They leveraged local networks and resources through crowdfunding. So they use the money from crowdfunding to scale up, and they eventually move into the vision logic. They pitch to investors with more market power and still got the money from investors while also keep their own identity and pride. On the other hand, my other friends working in the corporate at Panasonic Japan, he shared a totally different stories. Their projects often start with causal logic, relying on the market analysis and strategic planning. But when unexpected result happened, they quickly pivot to the adaptive or effectual logic, and they actually move to the B2C markets. So these examples show that there is no single path through the cave framework. Each journey is different, shaped by their context. And the other big takeaway from our discussion is that it's actually also the key focus of my own research. It's the importance of mobility within the cave frameworks. Entrepreneurs, they can move around different quadrants, switching between causal, adaptive, effectual, visionary logics. They are actually better equipped to handle uncertainty and seize the new opportunities. But this mobility doesn't come easily. It requires learning multiple expertises. So for example, To learn effectual expertise, you need a pragmatic mindset, mastering the art of leveraging resources and building strong relationships. And to learn causal expertise, it's actually about you have to use the strategic leadership to make the organizational changes. You have to align with all your company's employees. Okay, so I hope this gave you new insights into the dynamic nature within the CAVE framework. Now, we have explored the CAVE enough, but is it enough when we bring the designers into this mix? So let's pass it on to the Yuriko, our third speaker, who will take us beyond the CAVE.
Hi everyone, I'm Yuriko. I'm a designer by both profession and passion. Design isn't just what I do. It's a fundamental part of who I am. It shapes how I see the world, how I think, and how I interact with everyone around me. Today, I want to share with you a personal journey of breaking free from constraint and embracing a new dimension of creativity. You see, I don't want to predict or control where I'm headed. Within the confines of CAVE, I found there is no room for someone like me. It's like being an actual CAVE, dark, enclosed, and limiting. Wall of CAVE felt restricting my ability to explore the creativity and ride beyond traditional boundaries. So we've decided to go beyond CAVE and became a cube. It's a transformative shift in how we perceive our work and our potential. Moving from CAVE to cube symbolizes stepping out of darkness into space filled with light and possibilities, a space where all dimensions are accessible. As a designer who cherishes the infinite universe inside me, I feel that design thinking, even though it evolves, adapting and strategizing, can't confine my boundaries, limitation to just a straight line or a flat plane. It's a multidimensional experience that can't be limited to stages. That is why I'm suggesting we create a new axis, one that includes aesthetic activities, emotion, and intangible aspect of human experience. By adding a new dimension, I can finally express my inner world fully. This new axis isn't just about adding complexity. It's about acknowledging in depth and indigenous of our creativity potential. It's about allowing ourselves to explore ideas that isn't immediately practical, but holds the seeds of the future. Our journey began one-dimensional limitation of effectuation and causation. It was simple, but limiting. Then we moved to two-dimensional plane of CAVE, incorporating causation, adaptation, visionary, and effectuation. This added some depth, but not enough. Now we've taken a broad step into three-dimensional space of CUBE, concept updating based effectuation. By embracing the CUBE, we've not adding another dimension. We are fundamentally changing how we imagine the world and explore it. We are acknowledging that the world is not linear or flat. It's rich, complex, and full of layers of waiting to be discovered. We've challenged ourselves to step out the shadow of the cave into expansive, illuminated space of the cube. We've pushed against the boundary of traditional thinking, allowing ourselves to explore the full spectrum of our creativities. We hope that this journey has inspired you as much as it has transformed us. Our goal isn't just to share our experience, but to invite you to join us. Let's move beyond the limitation that have helped us back. Let's embrace new dimension of thoughts where creativity and imagination know boundary. Let's create space where each of us fully express the infinite universe within ourselves. Thank you for listening, and we're looking forward to exploring endless possibility of cube with all of you.